Good morning, good morning. Happy blessings. This morning, we have a theme, and it's called the story of the screen. So I just want you to rest right now. Make sure that your microphones are on mute, please. So I want you to rest back in the reality that there is no person here to be speaking and that there is no person here to be doing the listening. The only presence that is present is the presence that you are. So follow a breath. Just aware of the happening of a breath. Follow it in and then follow it out, but without comment. And again, you're just being aware of the appearance of following a breath, something called a breath that comes into the body. Something called a breath as it leaves the body. Just awareness without comment. Just a witnessing of what seems to be. Witnessing to what seems to be being presented. And yet, aware of quietude and stillness. Breathing in, just being aware without comments. Okay. I would like to take you through a story today. So just rest back and witness the body relaxing or not relaxing. Either is okay. Watching as the breathing just continues. Watching as even thoughts continue. And then watching as they drift by. And perhaps watching others rise up in their place. Now, I'd like you to imagine that you are sitting in a nice, comfortable, easy chair, watching a moving picture show. Just easing on back. Might be in a theater with the reclining chairs. But you're just in this comfortable chair, watching a moving picture show up on a screen. Now, this movie, it can be a war movie. It could be a disaster movie. It could be a love story. Or science fiction. It can be anything at all that you're watching on the screen. But for our story, we are watching a Civil War movie. Okay. So getting comfortable in the chair. Now you're watching as the opening credits roll by, right? showing the name of the movie and the names of the star players and the characters they will be playing. And the credits show who produced this movie and who directed the movie and when the movie was created. So you like the period piece stories. And in our Civil War period, we are enjoying the beautiful costumes and the majestic plantations and the beautiful pastoral landscapes. Just lovely the way the Old South would have looked in the Civil War times. The mind and thoughts may even drift to thoughts of, wow, how could they wear all of that clothing in hot climates? It really must have been miserable. I know I would be. Or perhaps the mind drifts to, oh, what fine horses they had. I wonder what it would be like to drive a horse-drawn carriage. And the thoughts and ideas that the battle plans of this time were so different. No guerrilla warfare here in this story, just running across the battlefield at each other. We were just resting in this chair, watching the movie. And as the movie and the story go along, you drift a little deeper into the story. You may even feel anger and animosity against one of the generals you have taken a dislike to. The feelings and the sensations might even rise. You may even cry for the lovers of the story, that they are pulled apart by the war and the sadness of their separation, feeling the sensations even of sadness. You may even feel grief when one of your favorite characters dies of his battle wounds. You are so involved with the story. You experience the sensations and emotions as if you were there living the story. And the more you watch from your comfortable chair, the more you are drawn into the action and the drama. It is as if you were mesmerized, and you are no longer the watcher from a comfortable chair, but now believe you are part of the story. And the watcher is no longer there, but has seemingly become another character in the story. So we stay with the story, anxious where it might go, what's going to happen. Will my favorite character be okay? How will this love story turn out? So we are in this story. We are on the battlefield. We are in the field hospitals. We are in the mansion. We succumb to the pull of the story. Okay. Now, while you are sitting in your comfortable chair, I would like you to imagine that you are seeing the images on the screen come off the screen and are suspended in action. It's like the animation has stopped and all is coming right off of the screen. Okay. So now you have the screen. You have the images coming away from the screen and a you sitting in a comfortable chair. Okay? Can you imagine that? Okay. Now, I would like you to get up from that comfortable chair. And I want you to move through the images that have come off of the screen. Horses, buggies, trees, southern belles walking in the garden, all off the screen and in suspended animation. And move through those images, and I want you to go through them or around them over to the screen. I want you to just pass through the story. Whatever is there, just pass through the story. If there is a battle in suspended animation, I want you to walk through the battle. Be aware of feelings. Be aware of sensations or thoughts that just might be passing by. But go to the screen from whence this story has come off from. All right. And I want you to arrive at this screen of light where the images had seemed to be in action. So now we are at this screen of light. We've passed through the images, we've passed through the story, and we are here at the screen of light. And as you reach out to this screen of light, allow any feeling to come up as if emerging with this light were taking place. Let a knowingness of oneness rise up. And the recognition that you are the allness, that you are the screen. Resting in awareness that you are the background of all the movies, of all the stories. It is from this screen, from the source, from this field that all of the stories rise. And without the screen, there could be no story images. This is you, the underlying field of energy, the background where the stories and the pictures of life play out. You are that infinite screen, the light where the stories are witnessed, where the awareness of all is. Okay. So rest there a moment. Recognizing the screen as the background for all of the pictures of life. All right, let's take a breath and take a little stretch. Ah. Okay. So this pointing today, or this little story, is in an attempt to help you see the distancing between what you think is and what really is. When we're sitting in this comfortable chair, we have the sensation of looking outward. We have the sensation that everything is out there and I'm looking at it. And when you take a moment and you step away from that concept of looking in that particular way, when you step back and begin to realize that everything is taking place within my being. Because why? Because I'm not this figure that seems to be looking out there at a life and a world. I'm not that minute sensation of looking through eyes and seeing pictures. Okay? I'm not that. I am that upon which the pictures are shown. So you are the source. You are the background. You are the field. You are the energy. You are the screen. And upon this screen, all of these stories will play. Now, the thing for the one is to begin to recognize this so that they don't continue to become part of a story, that they have drawn back and recognizing I am the screen. I am that substratum, the background against which this story is taking place. I feel the sensations of anger. I feel sensations of sorrow. I feel sensations of gladness and good tidings. I feel the sensations of pain and joy. But I, at this time now, recognize, although those are the sensations, those are the feelings that conceptually go along with what I am viewing or seem to be viewing, that I have to be present in order for them to even make a play. Without me, there is no story. There is no play of life. So everything that seems to be experienced as my life or my life story is actually you, the presence, the source, as the background for the story to have its play. So let's see where you are with this. Let's maybe have some comments or something so we can see how you're how we're doing with this pointing. Okay. It's still about clear seeing. Okay. You're looking from the heart. You're looking from knowingness. You're not looking from conditioning. You're not looking from separation now. You're looking from your being, which is the divine presence, the infinite divine presence. So begin to look at this and make this distinction that I am the background on which these stories play out. I am the stage. I am that for which these stories can play. I am the background, the substratum, the stage. But I'm not the story that plays out on the stage. Okay. I'm not the story that plays out against this screen. Okay. That's the movie. And dig deep. I want you to dig deep. Okay. We all habitually think we are the story, just like getting involved with a movie. It seems that if we are part of that movie when we're watching it, right? And then the lights come up, we get out of the chair and we leave the theater. But in the conceptual idea of being person, we don't get up from the chair and leave the theater. We believe we are the play that's going on that we're actually watching, that we are the screen for that story to play on. We don't see that. We think it's our story, our life, and that's how we view it. So with this pointing, what you're doing is you're the viewer. Okay. That's your place of separation. That's the sense of separation. Sitting there in an easy chair and watching the movie. Okay. But as you're watching this movie, you don't notice the screen. All you're seeing is the characters and the emotions and the thoughts and the feelings and the storyline and the decorations and all of that that goes on with the movie. So you have you in the chair, separately watching a movie. And not even recognizing that there is a screen there. That screen has to be there or the movie cannot play. There has to be a field, a ground, a something for a movie to play and show. So in the chair, now we have the characters of the movie, but we don't recognize the screen. Okay. So. In clear seeing, in the surrendering of the idea of separation, okay, you see the characters differently. You don't see them as being separate from you. You can now see them as just being, just happenings. And you move through the story, you move through all of that drama and action and sensations and fears and doubts and love and hate. You move through all of those concepts and you touch the screen, which is your own self, your own being. And you embrace that. And in that embracement, there is the recognition. I am the field. I am the screen. I am the presence through which, by which, and upon which these stories, these plays can take place. Without me, there is no story. We think it is oftentimes it's the ego, it's the ego story, because it does the good and the bad, and then it starts seeking God, and then it's doing all of this. But there has to be a place for the story to play. You don't have a play without a stage. Okay, some kind of a stage. You don't have a movie without a screen. So when you step back and you begin to look at it from a different perspective, from a different area of understanding, a deeper place of understanding, you step away from it. You step away. You kind of ease back. And you're opening this space where you can see more clearly. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. And you begin to recognize it's all myself. All of this is myself. I am the field against which all of this, the stars, the planets, the galaxies, the earth, the suns, everything, what we call people, what we call wars, what we call love, what we call hate, what we call. No matter what it is, I am the screen. I am the field against which that plays. When you view it like you're viewing the movie, okay, you're sitting in your easy chair in the living room and you're watching the news, or you're watching the neighbors, or you're watching something outside. You're involved as if you were in the story. What is being asked is to step back and recognize I am the screen against which the stories play. And without me, there is nothing. Actually, there is nothing, but we'll get at that in a minute. Okay, so let's see where you are. Can you have a comment? Can you let me know?
Mary,
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
feel like I have a lot to sh say here.
Okay.
But when I actually got up off the chair and walked, I saw that wait a minute, I need to slow down. I feel like I'm a little wired.
Okay.
Let me step back. Seeing with my heart, it feels like when I see through my heart, it's like this, I'm a space. I'm no longer a form. It's like it's all in, I want to move my body. It's like it's all encompassing and it's loving. It's accepting. It's taking all of it in. It's not resisting anything.
Yes,
Yeah, it's
correct.
beautiful.
Yes, it the screen does not judge what is playing on the screen.
No,
It
it's
does
spatial.
not. It
It's
is just present. It is just present. It does not judge the stories playing on the screen. Okay. But for us today, what is important is to get up out of the easy chair as a separated viewer, and then being pulled into a story and coming around and recognizing I am the screen that the story plays on. But I'm not the story. I'm just the screen for the story to make its presentation. A? Is that? If you want to turn your cameras on, I can see you giving me a, yeah, I got it. All of these are pointings. And all of these you have to take within and let them as marinate, as someone says, and have that experience of them within you. These are but words, but yes.
Yes, thank you so much. This was so beautiful. What I was feeling is regarding the screen, that the screen is the light, which I am beyond the projected concept, the hologram, the image. And then beyond that image is also the screen and the light. So the light is actually the only thing.
The only thing that is.
Screen is the only thing. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the images are just images. And the images don't have a true reality. They're images on the screen.
Mary,
Yes, huh?
as I listened to you, I was reminded of this movie that I saw on, I think it's on Netflix or something. And it's called Empire of Light. And it's about a movie theater. And it just gives this amazing image of what you've talked about today, because it's all about a projector and the movie film and the story. And without the light of the projector, there is no story. But it's a great movie for anyone.
Cool. Sounds good. Maybe I'll look it up.
Yeah, Empire of Light.
Okay. Yes, this when we begin to contemplate this more deeply, right, and begin recognizing that there is even a deeper letting go of this idea of being person. Because it's easy enough to stay in that place of personhood. I mean, we're just used to it. I mean, we can be suffering from it, but we seem to be comfortable with it anyways, because it's just so familiar, you know, so we don't mind the suffering, you know. But when we begin to look, I call it from the heart, not here, not the head, but when we begin to look from the heart and we begin to take that in devotedly and lovingly, and we begin to see, well, you know, I'm not the character in the play. I'm not this wife, mother, woman, sister, daughter, idea that this particular little play says that this character is. I'm not that. It may be part of a story. It may be part of a play, but I can see, as I look from a deeper place, that I'm truly not this character. And that is where you are to be, in the recognition. I am not the labels of this character. There is no Mary. There is no Kate. There is no Alice. There no Heather, no Glory. There is no person here. The only thing that is present right now is what is always present, what has always been present, and what will always be present. And that is the present of the something we call God. That's all that's here. No characters, no Southern bells, no battlefields. That is all part of the stories. When we can see them thusly, then we remain in that place of stillness without judgment. Without, oh, they shouldn't be doing that, or they should be doing this, or what's wrong with those people. We don't go into the story. We never leave the screen to become the story. Okay. Aware of the story, aware of happenings, yes, but never the being of them. We always remain in differentiated screen. So the stories can play freely without condemnation, but with unconditional love.
There really is nothing there. Nothing.
You're right.
I never saw that like that before.
It's when we speak of emptiness and nothingness, emptiness and nothingness. There is no thing. No thing. Nothing, and pure, all-encompassing emptiness, meaning empty of this or that, being this or that, having this or that, all empty, just empty. Empty of desires, wants, needs, empty. Knowing that whatever is already fulfilled. That the nature of myself is complete and whole. There's no needs, therefore there's no desires, there's no wants. So in our story today, it is the pointings to help you to see how easily we do get drawn in to being the story rather than the witness of awareness of a story. We get drawn into being the story. And it's in that drawing in where we have our suffering, where we have our fears and doubts, anxieties or guilts or shames. It's in the story. Story, it's in the storyline for the character, but it is not our story. You have no story. You just are. You are just being. You don't have a story. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So when all the labels are off, it's like all the conditioning of our minds is gone. Everything that kind of connects us to that story. Because what I was feeling as I was walking through it, like I or not I, but there was no separation, like you said. So there's no separation. It was real easy to end up in that. It's like going from the condition to the spiritual, like from everything we've been told or everything that we've experienced in this so-called life, it disappears in that oneness with it. Yeah, something like that.
Right. That's clear seeing. You can, it's clear seeing, and there's just this gentle knowingness. No, I'm not that. I'm not that. And even at that point, like I said, there's no judgment. The screen has no judgment. The self, there's no judgment from the self because the self is everything. Okay. In that state, there is no separation. I recognize that I am everything. So it is true. If I judge what I perceive to be another, I am literally judging myself because the self is all that is here. So that is an absolute. And that's all that's here. There's not a you and a me. There's not a this and a that. I mean, if you want to break things down to subatomic particles and even smaller than that, you find that this thing is just energy at the core, is just energy that has somehow become a visible something. But there's no person here. So we're all just, these are bundles of energies that we use.
Well, I like you're using the movie, because if you can think of the film that contains what we're seeing on the screen as the light going through that film is what cr it forms those images.
Images makes
Yeah, so the
invisible.
light is the forming, so it's that source is the light that is forming it, so it's forming everything. So that makes us
Right.
one
If the
with it all.
light wasn't there, you wouldn't see any objects whatsoever.
Right, right.
You have to have the light
Have to
to be
have it,
the object.
yeah.
Yeah, you have to have it. Now the next step is I am that light.
I am, yeah.
I am that light. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting to take a little meditation journey and like decompose the body form down to its lowest level or
Yeah.
highest level, however that would be, and removing the labels as you go. Okay, because if you get down even to the atom, you don't even have a gender in an atom. It just is. And then you go even lower below that into the energy, the light particles and the energy. So you can just sit there and just kind of drift all the way down, down, down. And that is true for any object that the eyes see, not just the body form, but anything to reduce it down to its lowest form, which would you'd take it all the way down to energy. Even if it's glass or stone or plastic, whatever it is, you can take it all the way down to its very basic energy. But we think that the forms are something miraculous and important, and you have to have them. And I'm telling you, as I'm moving now, these things are really not important. All these things. So, how have you done today with this? Let it be helpful for you.
Mary, one more thing I wanted to just say. after what Alice just said, how easily I'm drawn into a movie, like the story. And
Right,
it was
right.
so helpful to get up physically because I was sort of resisting that. And I physically got up and I looked, there was nothing there. It's like it was such a figment of my imagination that, but it there was this draw to it, like the
Right.
draw is so important to see, to feel that energy.
Exactly.
That's
Yeah.
so important.
That's what we're having our pointing today for, is to see that, yes, we're the field where the story plays. Yes, there is an experiencing of emotions and sensations, but to recognize, but I'm not the emotions and sensations.
No.
I'm not the story. Yes, there's the awareness of it. There's an awareness of the experience of sensations, but I'm not the sensations. But in the unknowing of that, we generate the stories around those feelings and sensations. And then we believe that we are the story that goes with those feelings and sensations. So you want to make that distance. So there's this space, I call it this space, the heart space, so that there is that space where there is some clear seeing going on. It feels like I am this person that is having pain or a bad day, but the body is tired, but that doesn't mean that I am tired. Okay. The body has some pain, but that doesn't mean that I am in pain. And you have to make that distinction that what you become aware of is not you. Okay.
Mary,
Yes, love.
I have a question. If maybe what
Okay.
we've spoken today falls along these lines.
Okay.
There's a passage in the Bible where Jesus has said some stuff and it has brought up a lot of emotion around people. They're angry at him and they pick up stones to stone him to death. They're really very, very angry. And it states he walks through the crowd. And nobody touches him, and he is completely unscathed. And there's another part where he says, "I am the light of the world." So I'm just thinking of what you're saying, like, he didn't get involved in the story of the hate and the emotions towards him. He was completely unaffected by it, and he was the light of the world, and he
Well,
wasn't touched.
right. As long as you're recognizing that you're not talking about a man person being unscathed, that you're actually speaking of you, that is the presence that is never disturbed by appearances. That is your nature. That doesn't belong to an exclusive person, man.
Right.
Okay, so recognize that and you're on the right track, because whatever was going on with that so-called person called Jesus, the knowingness within him of being the presence of God is the same knowingness you have in you, may not be yet discovered fully, but there's an awareness of it. So you have to always recognize that when you're speaking of a spiritual entity.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Yeah, hi. Yep. Yeah, that's the happy dream, when the recognition that nothing has any effect on I am. Nothing seemingly outside of us has any effect on the truth of our being. Then it
Correct.
doesn't matter whether we're here or our consciousness is in a different vibration, because we ultimately realize that nothing has any effect. So you can just walk around in that state of peace, my peace. Thank you.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That, yes. The screen, again, the screen, your essence, what you are, makes no judgments. Okay. And judgments is probably that one thing that causes so much suffering. Because, and when you think about it more clearly, it's because you're judging yourself. Self-judgment. You recognize that that body over there is just a vehicle for myself. That body there is a vehicle for myself. This body here is a vehicle for myself. That body form that looks like that we call squirrel, the form that we call dog or cat, all vehicles for myself. The trees, the clouds, the butterflies, the stones, the water, everything is a vehicle for myself. And there is nothing here but myself. Or there's nothing anywhere but myself. Even this thing breaks down below to back down to the energy level. That's the essence. There's nothing here but yourself. Beautiful. Thank you. So let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you, thank you. My life is your life. My being is your being. Source is the eye of life, and I am that. Pure awareness is, and I am that. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Amen. Om Namaste.